This recording, Hong Kong 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So, I was born and raised in Hong Kong, like my parents. So I've been living in Hong Kong for my whole life, and I've moved around the city for a bit, but I haven't really lived outside of Hong Kong, even though I do travel a lot. And I quite like eating a lot of local food. Egg tarts, for example, that's a classic that I don't really eat nowadays because they're very sweet and I don't want to get diabetes. Apart from that, I really like eating dim sum, and that's a pretty big part of our culture in Hong Kong, actually. That's eating dim sum and yam cha, which is essentially gathering in a tea house and having dim sum, drinking tea together. It translates literally into drinking tea. So yeah, I really like to do these things for really during Sundays, actually. And I like to read in my free time. I also like to write fiction. And yes, I guess that's it. 我是香港人，我屋企养猫。我最中意嘅颜色系黑色同埋黄色。